listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our study in Jeremiah chapter 6. If you have access to a Bible, I realize you may be driving or something like that and wouldn't be able to, but if you're sitting at home and can grab a Bible, open it up and join us today as we consider His Word. Jeremiah chapter 6. Very quickly, I want to remind you about our prayer journals. This is just a little notebook that fits into your shirt pocket or to a in a purse or a Bible case you can take with you to church or just carry it with you, and then be able to write down prayer requests and make note of when God answers those prayer requests. The prayer journals are absolutely free. All you have to do is contact us. There's a number of ways you can do that. First of all, you can go to our website at considerhisword.org. There's a link there that says contact us. If you'll click on that link, you can then write to us. There's a page come up where you can contact us. Give us an address where we can send a prayer journal and where you're hearing the broadcast today. Now, as I mentioned earlier, I think last week, that we have received several requests for prayer journals and didn't get an address. So please remember to add that address to your note when you send it to us. So at the website, considerhisword.org, or you can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or as many do, you can just simply write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. And we began this series last week. We call it The Path. And I want to read the passage of Scripture again, because our key verse, which will be verse 16 of Jeremiah 6, is so important, and it really shines out like a shining light in the midst of the context of what was going on during this time of Jeremiah. So I want to go ahead and read all of this. I want to start reading at verse 10, and then we're going to read all the way down through verse 17. To whom shall I speak and give warning, that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. Therefore, I am full of the fury of the Lord. I am weary with holding it in. I will pour it out upon the children abroad and upon the assembly of the young men together. For even the husband with the wife shall be taken, the aged with them that is full of days. And their houses shall be turned to others, with their fields and wives together. For I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord. For from the least of them, even to the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness. And from the prophet even unto the priest, every one dealeth falsely. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people, slightly saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abominations? Nay, they were not at all ashamed. Neither could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among them that fall, At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. In those last two verses, you'll see the total rebellion against God. They said, when God said, ask for the old paths, they'll said, we won't walk that way. We'll not walk therein. When he said, listen to the trumpet, listen to the sound of the warnings, they said, we will not listen. We're talking about the whole context. Now, again, I want to point out that the whole shining verse to this passage of Scripture is verse 16. To me, it shines like a bright light when God gives them some hope. And he said to them, verse 16, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Notice he offers them rest because there was no rest. Sin was rampant. Sin was so abundant. He just calls it the abominations of God, which are the worst things that you can commit against God. The worst sins you can imagine against God are what he calls the abominations. Now we go back and see. Now, again, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but he begins by pronouncing judgment, that judgment is coming. He said, I'm going to stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land. That hand is a hand of judgment. That's why verse 16 stands out as such a great verse of grace. But God says, my judgment is coming because you see, they had so turned against him and turned away from them, from him, from God. And so his judgment was coming. Why? Well, he begins to tell us in verse 13, from the least of them to the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness. Everyone. Covetousness is wanting what somebody else has, wanting somebody else's property. And there was such a culture and such a climate of covetousness, of wanting what everybody else has, of wanting it all. I know today for many, the goal is to make $1 million. I hope you do. But I want you to do it right, and I want you to do it in a godly way. Here, he said they were given. Given means wholly committed, all in, to covetousness, wanting everything. And I mentioned last week, and we're going to move on, that covetousness leads to all kinds of sin. It leads to sin of theft. It leads to sin of murder, of deceit, all of these things. And they'll do whatever it takes. So much of the world wants your money. Oh, it's so sad to hear of money stolen from countless thousands, maybe millions of people through these scams, telephone scams and internet scams and all kinds of scams. People trying to take what you have. It's so bad. But notice this also now in verse 14 as we move on. That, oh, by the way, before I get too far, I didn't want to leave this out. I want you to notice that even the spiritual leaders were involved in this. At the end of verse 13, it says, from the prophet even to the priest, everyone dealeth falsely. The prophets were lying to them. The priests were lying to them. We have preachers today out there, I'm going to say so-called preachers, that all they want is your money. And they'll promise you all kinds of things. If you'll just send them money, and I feel for those grandmas and the people sitting at home when they hear the false hope that some of these preachers give, that if you'll send your last dollar, if you'll sacrifice for them, that God's going to bless you. And they're lying to you. All they want is your money. They're dealing falsely. You know, today we call it gaslighting. You know, when people tell you an obvious lie, you know it's not the truth, and yet they'll try to convince you it's true anyway. Well, here they were doing that, and it was helping little because it was such a lie. Now, verse 14, he said, they have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly. He said they've tried to make it seem okay, and they've kind of have given this superficial kind of a healing. It's like when you have a big gash, you cut yourself with a knife or something, and it's a major cut, and they just want to put a Band-Aid on it, or maybe just touch it or something. It's a false hope. And that false hope here, he said, they were saying, peace, peace, when there was no peace. It was a lie. They're saying, oh, it's all going to be okay. It's all right. Oh, don't worry. It's okay. We're doing okay, when they were not doing okay. When they were rebelling against God and God's judgment is coming and they're telling the people, oh, don't worry. It's going to be okay. We're going to be all right. They were not going to be all right. His judgment was coming. This was that gaslighting. They were lying to them. And part of the problem was not only that great covetousness, but God goes on in verse 15 and says, were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Now, abomination, not a word we use much anymore. But when you hear it, you need to think of just the absolute worst sin you can imagine against God and against his word, against his righteousness, the absolutely worst sins you can imagine. You know, I think of the abortion and child abuse, the sex trafficking that's going on, the absolutely worst thing. And he said, were they ashamed of this? Were they ashamed when they committed all of these sins? Were they ashamed when they lied? Were they ashamed when they murdered? Were they ashamed when they were stealing from each other? And the answer is no. They were not ashamed of their sin. I'll tell you what, when I read this passage of Scripture and think about it, it sounds so much like today. The people we see looting stores, the people from running these scams, are they ashamed of what they're doing? Not at all, because they're out for themselves. They want your money. Not only that, but they said, were they ashamed when they committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. No blushing. In fact, you know, today many people are proud of their sin, thinking that they're going to get away with it. But I got news for you. One day you will answer to God. Oh, you may think you're getting away with it, and you may think, oh, I'm not going to get arrested. I'm not going to get in trouble. And even when you do get arrested, sometimes you don't get in trouble. And they think they're going away with it. But listen, folks, you will be held accountable before God himself. I'm sorry, our time is gone. Join us again next week as we consider
his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.